Hi, I'm Dr. Fidelio, and this is Go Beyond Greatness, episode 16, Possess Your Success. How do you define success? Let me break it and then down for you. Laura Garnett, a contributor to Inc.com, interviewed a number of successful people, and here are their quotes. Dan Kurzius, co-founder and COO of MailChimp, says, "To me, success means creating a business that empowers customers, employees, and community in equal measure. We want to add positive value to people's lives from a personal and professional standpoint." According to Seth Bezmertnik, CEO of Conductor, success is looking back at your life when you are in your final moments and possessing a great amount of pride around your creations, accomplishments, and legacy, while possessing little to no regret about what you did not do and missed opportunities. For example, your family still loves you. He says, "If I can die feeling this way, I believe this is success." According to Business Insider, Huffington Post co-founder Arianna Huffington says that money and power aren't enough. Huffington says that while we tend to think of success along two metrics, money and power, we need to add a third. To live the lives we truly want and deserve, and not just the ones we settle for, we need a third metric, she told Forbes' Dan Schwabel. A third measure of success that goes beyond the two metrics of money and power and consists of four pillars: well-being, wisdom, wonder, and giving. Together, those factors help you take care of your psychological life and truly be successful, or as the title of her 2014 book, Thrive, suggests. According to Shanna Lebowitz, a contributor to Business Insider, a 2018 article outlined how successful people defined success. Legendary investor Warren Buffett values relationships above all else. Acclaimed author Maya Angelou believed success is about enjoying your work. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates believes it's about making an impact on society. Spiritual teacher Deepak Chopra believes success is a matter of constant growth. Inventor Thomas Edison recognized that success is a hustle and a grind. But what is it that we're missing when we're studying success? Most of the time, we focus on studying successful people, but forget to study their failures. It is when we study failures that we can learn to be successful. As you begin to possess your success, how do you define it? Is it by learning from your own failures? Learning from the failures of others? Learning that it's okay to fail forward? How do you define professional success? May be part of your organization, tied to the mission and the vision of your workplace. That's your professional success. However, how you define personal success is just that. It's entirely personal. As we've heard, some of the most successful people value relationships. I'm going to end with this positive affirmation. May you find your success. May you possess your success. May you shine a light to all those seeking their personal success. Until next time, bye.